Thank you for tuning in. This is WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. The show is called A Voice of a People, and this show is live with Linda Sims today. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh107.1fmradio. You can download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. If you would like to call in, make any comments, or ask any questions during our time on the air from 4:15 until 5 p.m., please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-223-1515 or www.logosChristianMinistries.com. We have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. They are located in LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. I have a thought for today. And it's called Letting Go, and I will get back to that in just a moment. We are still celebrating Black History Month, starting with some quotes and some oratorical contest winners from 2019. Her name is Ayla Bella, and she writes, "We need you to speak up, listen, celebrate, reach out, transform, or into our, because it isn't or turn, it is our turn. The difference is you." I hope you understood all that. Instead of saying I, it's us. My, our. Okay? Or we. So, the difference is you. And that's true. We all make a difference. Now, let me read to you a little snippet of some of the writings of Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, this is 1948, September the 14th. Martin Luther King Jr. enters Crozer Theological Seminary in Chester, Pennsylvania. He was a very smart man, and he died at a very young age. I think he was 34 or 35, but he was very smart. And I think he even graduated from college at a very early age. And he wrote, "I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality. This is why right, temporarily defeated, is stronger than evil, triumphant." And that was by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Nobel Peace Prize acceptance speech, Oslo, Norway, 1964. Okay, and believe it or not, this is our last week for Black History Month. And even though we celebrated Martin Luther King's birthday in January, we also include that as a part of our Black History Month, since he was an advocate and stood firmly for people, minorities. I have another announcement. Welcome all, Child Evangelism Fellowship Luncheon and Silent Auction to benefit the Good News Club. This will take place Saturday, March the 7th, 2020 at Cornerstone Alliance Church, 2010 Marion, Marysville Road. The time, doors open at 10:30. Auction starts at, not the auction, but luncheon starts at 11 a.m. Auction starts around 12, and it's over at 2 p.m. If you would like to donate for the luncheon, the tickets are $10. Okay, the auction is free for you to bid. If you need tickets, please call 740-262-0939. And it is a fun time, and you will enjoy a lot of the items that they have up for auction. Now, let me turn my attention to my guest today, Tim Jones. And how are you today, Tim?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Feeling good.
Blessed. So you feel blessed.
Yeah, I feel blessed. Every day I wake up, I'm blessed.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. No better way to feel, right?
No. No better feeling than that.
I know. That's right. You can conquer the world when you get up feeling like that.
Yeah.
I'm with that. Amen. Amen. And I have Tim here with me today, and he is a consultant for recovering drug addicts. And I was telling him when I found out what he was, you know, what his career was based on. We need more people to help in that field of drugs and being free of drugs and addiction. You know, some people I know have an addictive personality. They can get addicted, you know, to Kool-Aid or pop or, you know, they just don't know how to have one and leave it like that. So in your field of working, how do you feel it's going?
Actually, it's going real well. It's funny because I've been doing this for a while. I think one thing we can all relate to is escapism. And I think that's really the number one reason why a lot of people become, I guess, in a sense, let's say drug addicts. We're just looking for a way to escape. Now, our drug of choice or whatever it may be might not be the vices of an actual drug, but it could be something as simple as I'm playing a video game all day or I'm going to play basketball all day or something. It typically starts with there's some type of issue that's going on in your life and you don't want to deal with it at the moment. And we try to avoid it. And then we look to fill that void with whatever the solution is at that time. So I think once we look at it from that angle, like we all, like, let's just put it this way. God made us to be addicts. He made us to be addicted to his love, period, hands down. So that's already in us, right? So once you understand that's in us, now we just have to be careful in which way we go about it because, like I said, I think everybody's addicted to something. Just my outlet might not be as dangerous as the next man's, you know?
True.
So, but, like, it can cause, you know, relationship problems. It can cause, you know, home problems, problems at work, those type of things, you know. So I think once you can relate to that, then you can relate to the mind of what we call a drug addict and those type of things because we're getting to their understanding, their level of understanding.
Right. And that makes a lot of sense what you said because all of us love something that we just can't let go of, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, I found a lot of people as they get older, they're still holding on to childhood things, you know, like they liked it as a child or try to eat like they did when they were a child and their bodies can't handle it now because we're getting older, right?
Yep.
So you're so right about that and sharing this thought for today. It's called letting go. Just as the bird has to find the courage to let go of the branch in order to fly, so we also must let go of our branches if we are to know the exhilaration of soaring to the highest potential of our life. And that made a lot of sense when you were saying that, you know, because it's about letting go and moving on, right?
Yep.
But then you pick up something else.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, another thing, too, we got to be careful of, like our brain, our memories is nothing but records of the past. Because obviously, if it was records of the future, a lot of people would be rich. They didn't hit the lottery and, you know, all that other craziness. So a lot of times we get stuck in that past and we want to live in that moment. And every time you go back to that moment, you're literally reliving that moment. Those feelings are coming up. Those emotions are coming up. That's why. Like a lot of my principles that I do teach is from the Bible.
Okay.
You understand? So it might not come directly from the word, but these principles is in that Bible.
Right.
So that's why, you know, God, he speaks about forgiveness and you got to learn how to forgive yourself first.
Oh, yes.
You know,
yes.
Then forgive others. And, you know, and I was talking to a young lady today and she said, before I read the Bible, I didn't even think I can be forgiven, you know?
Right.
And it took reading that to understand that, you know, God is a forgiver. And
yes,
now
he is.
That brought tremendous healing to her and immediately, you know, just understanding like, okay, I messed up, but I can be forgiven, you know? So those principles, they all stem from the Bible, and we just had to understand them, you know? It's a way of life.
They're real.
Real.
And he's living. Real. Yes.
It's a living
yes.
word.
Yes, it is a living word, and you can't consume that without having changes made in your life, and that's for real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It just really is. I'm glad to hear that you're working on that front, because what they're saying is it's not getting any better. What is your take on that?
To be honest,
I mean, statistics, you know, as a whole, because this is Marion County. Do you work just here in Marion County?
Yeah, actually, I work in Prospect, but we have a couple different, you know, a lot of people from Marion County. A lot of people from a couple other counties, and it's like a faith-based program as well. But as far as your question as, do I see it getting better? Yeah, absolutely. I think the more and more you become self-aware of your thoughts and your triggers and those type of things, like change starts with yourself. You know, it's I can want you to change all day, but you have to have that accountability and you have to want it too.
Yes.
And that's going to take that work. You can't just sit around and wish like, I want to be better. I want to be better and just be sitting around doing nothing, because better is not going to knock on the door and say, hey, here's better. Here's better. Here I am. You wanted me. So it takes that work.
Ooh, wouldn't that be nice if it did come that way, right?
Man, you imagine how much that would cost? Just to have better show up at your door. Oh, man.
Wow. And I mean, you're just spot on with our thought for today. The branches we hold to are our inner attachments, our beliefs, our ideas, and memories. And then there are the outer attachments. People, possessions, positions, and privileges are a few. But as long as we hold on to them, we will live in fear of letting go and loss, and we will never be free.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to live like that. We want to be free.
Totally. Totally.
We need to be free, right?
Absolutely.
Need to be free. So that we can move on and be a participant of the life that God has for us.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest hurdle for a lot of people, even including myself at one point in time, is you don't know where to start.
True.
That might be, but you have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. We can't just sit there and like, I don't know. But you have to do something, because life is like almost like a compass. Like if you're going in the wrong direction, the GPS is going to tell you, you know, you're going in the wrong direction. And that way you can make your adjustments accordingly. You know, you can detour, whatever you need to do, but you need to have a destination at hand. If not, you're literally lost. You're just driving around. Whatever direction. Yeah.
That is the beginning, isn't it? Where do I start? Wow. Now that's powerful, and you know what? That's hard.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's hard.
Yep.
To take that first step, and you don't know where you're going. But like you say, you got to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Take that step, even in fear.
Yep. And if you trust God, it's going to work out. And that's all I can say. Like it's it'll work out. I'm a walking testimony of it. It'll work out.
Well, great. We need more testimonies like yours out here. Yes, because we need help.
Yes,
we really need help. The young people need help because they say our future, but they are today.
Mm-hmm.
Your children is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and I don't know how old you are, but you may have someone
34.
Around 20. Mm-hmm. Some people your age, young people your age have kids almost out of high school, you know, so they're tomorrow, you know, and you have to teach them and train them the way they should go.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, principles of the Bible, they are spot on. They're right on. They are the right way.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only way for deliverance, you know, and being setting free and renewing our minds.
Yep. And that's the key, renewing your mind. Everything starts with a thought. Our thoughts shape our beliefs, and our beliefs shape our behaviors. So once you understand that, if you can change your thoughts, you can change your belief. Change your belief, you change your behavior.
That's powerful there. Put that in the mirror and start every day. On Facebook every day, because it would be applicable to somebody every day. Every day, or a reminder, you know, because how often do I get up in the morning? I don't even know where my day is going to start because I've forgotten about yesterday.
Yeah.
And you have to recollect my thoughts. Where am I going today? What do I have to do? So, yes, those little reminders are big reminders, though.
Yeah,
big reminders. Okay, so is there anything else you want to share with us about your work or your career?
It's funny. I'm just going to share a real quick testimony because sometimes you think the lesson that I'm learning this week is not to live independent from God. You know, a lot of times we try to do that, and your life would be a lot better if you were dependent on God, I promise you. But I do design. So I design everything from clothes to, you know, real estate, you know, commercial design and all those good things. So I'm like a Renaissance man. And it was like a couple weeks before I was I had like two interviews like at architect firms, you know, and it was pretty nice. And I swear I nailed the interviews, you know what I mean? Everything went good. You know, I felt good about it. One of my mentors who, two of them actually, one designed the Columbus International Airport. The other one, he's been an architect for about 40 years. Both of them been architects for about 35, 40 years.
Okay.
Just, you know, he knew the guy I was interviewing with, and the guy I was interviewing with was probably one of the best, most talented designers at the old firm that he used to work at, which is Moody Nolan, which is one of the biggest architect firms in Columbus.
Okay.
So I'm thinking my life is going in this direction. I feel like I nailed it and everything else, and then I go, like a week go by, and didn't hear nothing. I'm talking to my brother, like, man, I just don't know. You know, I feel like I nailed it, everything like that. And the crazy thing is, for about a year now, I've been going to Tuesdays to Dr. Mark's office, and I'll speak to a group in recovery. And I speak about the things that, I struggle with, and also teach them how to level up their mental faculties, because everything starts with a thought, you know.
Right, right.
So I've been doing that for free, right?
Okay.
And then Dr. Mark end up, you know, calling me and say, hey, we have this opportunity available for you. We want you to come in and want you to do one-on-ones. And he's like, do you want to do that? And I'm like, let me get a day to think about it. I already knew I was going to do it, but I'm like, let me get a day to think about it. So I took the day, and, you know, I accepted the position. But it's just, like, sometimes you think your life is going left and you want to take the wheel, and God has something else in store for you over here, which is way more rewarding. Like, it's nuts. Like, do I think I would do great in the design space? Absolutely. That's my passion. But when you have literally people coming up to you every day and saying, I love what you were talking about. You get the things that you said gave me inspiration. You know, I want to do, you know, let's set up meetings and this and the third. And you're helping me change my life. And that's way more rewarding. And all the glory goes to God, because every morning I wake up, I say, you know, God, just use me. I wouldn't even think about what I'm gonna teach or what I'm going to say. I say, let it be your words.
Right.
And it's so much more rewarding, and it's helping me live more dependent on God, because sometimes we don't surrender everything to God. We just give him, I'm going to give you this piece, and I'm going to give you this a little bit, but I'm going to keep this over here.
Right.
And now things ain't moving fast enough. You want to move it. You want to move it on your own time and get set back. So that's my lesson for me. It's just learn to live dependently on God. Dependently, you know, not independent.
You're right. They asked me to come and speak on relationship conference, and I did all that studying, looking at words, see what they meant. I mean, I had my little tablet and everything. You know, I go to church and I get ready. They call on me to speak, and I'm thinking, you know, this is a marriage conference. Okay, I'm a widow. I've been a widow for a long time. And I'm thinking, now, why do you want me to speak on this? I almost forgot what it was like to even be married, right? So I get up there. I got my tablet, my pen, everything. Got the mic. I ain't even talk about nothing on that paper.
That's crazy how it happens.
Nothing.
Yep.
You know?
And it just flowed, and it clicked just, for people. And
I guess it did. A few people came and said, oh, I loved your testimony and like this. I'm like, throw this paper
He does the works. I'll tell you that.
I'm like, and someone just told me about it the other day, and I'm thinking, I don't even know what I said. You know, like, I don't even know why I went there, but I went there. He took me there. You know, that's what he wanted me to share.
Yep.
Not that little stuff I'm trying to hide, you know?
Yep.
I guess that's what I was trying to do, hide it. But you're so right. And if we would just listen to God and just let him move us where he want to move us, you know? I had that same conversation with him this morning. Am I really doing what you want me to do? Mm-hmm. Am I really waiting on you? Mm-hmm. Or am I still just picking it up and running off with it, you know? Yep. It's so easy.
Yep.
You don't even think about it.
Mm.
Wow. Well, I see I'm not by myself.
Yeah, we all can relate.
Yeah, it happens to everybody. And was there anything else you wanted to share?
Because
that was powerful.
Thank
powerful
you.
Testimony. And I wish you well in
Thank
all
you.
Your endeavors.
Thank
I
you.
Really do. Really do. Nice young man.
Thank
Got
you.
A great future for you.
Thank you.
God does. I believe that with all my heart.
Thank you.
Or else he wouldn't say Jeremiah 29:11. I know.
Mm-hmm.
And he mean only I know
mm-hmm.
the plans I
yep.
have. You think you know? I know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you think. Get a clip of me. You might get steps back. You get set back sometimes trying to do it your own way. And then you be upset about it. Be upset to God about it. Like, oh, why are you upset?
Why
you did it. You took
me?
It in your own hands. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. Like, sometimes he'll wait till I get ready to do something, and then he'll say it. But all the time, I thought I was talking to him about
mm-hmm.
it, right? And I just, okay, I'm going to go and do it then. You know, and it's like, well, I didn't say so.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Well, when I was asking you, Lord, why didn't you just tell me?
Mm-hmm.
You know. But
that's the way the trust factor comes in.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And to end up Black History Month, and I wanted to do this show on race. My other guests didn't come. I guess they were under the weather. But you and I had talked about it, and I had sent you a clip on it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is more or less, I guess, maybe 10 years of age on up, and maybe even less than that. They had on the news today, this young boy, he was what they called a dwarf.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they had, these young people had bullied him so bad, he just wanted to die. And his mother just taped him. And, you know, like you have your moment where mm-hmm. you have no control over yourself and what you're saying and the fear and the crying. And she put it on social media. And so many people got in touch with him and told him that they loved him. They was there for him.
Mm-hmm.
Big basketball teams of people. But it is so rude and hurtful. And people don't understand the power of their mouth, the
mm-hmm.
power of the tongue.
Life and death.
You're killing people.
Mm-hmm.
For him to want, we can't help how we come here in this world.
Mm-hmm.
If we could, we might not be who we are.
Right.
We might choose to be something else, somewhere else, born, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Born in a different climate, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm getting tired of all
yeah,
this cold.
I hate being cold.
You know?
Yep.
But we're here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, I'm the color I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got the hair I got.
Yep.
So I don't really understand what the problem is with people. But like I was telling you earlier, I went to it was sort of like a seminar. You had a chance to state your opinion or ask questions in Delaware, Ohio. And it was called titled Race and White Supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know everyone is not white supremacist, and
mm-hmm.
everyone is not haters of white people
mm-hmm.
because you are of color. But some of the things that we have heard are just unimaginable.
Yeah.
And should not even, like they say, like the Bible says, don't even let that be named once among you.
Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't. Like he says, you know, if you know someone's not living up to being a brotherhood, stay away from him. He just tell you plain. Just stay away from
mm-hmm.
him. You know, don't collect. Don't run around and want to be around someone because they're bullying other people and they're running and scared and y'all kicking them and beating them up and just making them feel worthless. You would not want to feel that way.
Yeah, I think a lot of people like to go with what they think is cool at the time. Which, you know, everybody wants to have like a sense of belonging, you know, and it also has a stigmata of fear. With it as well, you know. So let's say the young man who was short, who was a dwarf,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can see people necessarily not sticking up for them, even though they know it's wrong, and they know every fiber in their body is saying this is wrong, stand up for them, but they won't because they're afraid to go against that crowd. They're afraid
mm-hmm.
to go against what's cool, And sometimes you just got to stand outside of that and stand outside of yourself, you know, and just do it and do the right thing. Like, it's not hard to do the right thing, you know. Right. It's not. It's just a simple decision.
Right.
You know, and we got to understand life, we have a bunch of paths, right? Right. And so on these paths, you have to be able to accept everything that's on that path, every branch, every rock, every boulder, every ditch, every dip, you know. But these paths are daily decisions, mm-hmm. you know, and it's constantly reshaping our reality.
Right.
Reshaping our reality. So it's something as simple as stop going with the crowd. I hate trends. Like, if I start trending, I'm probably not going to like myself. Yeah, I'll just be honest, because I hate when people just jump on this train and just go with it and not sit there and think for themselves. And it's just weird to me. I guess I've always been the type of individual, I'm comfortable in my own skin.
Yeah.
You know, so if I make a decision, something that I truly want to do, if it's wrong, I'm going to stand up for the injustice. I'm not afraid to speak out and those type of things. I'm not afraid to be myself. And that's I wish good. Others would have that same confidence, because sometimes that's really what it is. It's a confidence right. issue. Okay, I'm going to be reserved because they might not like me. You know, right. you're too caught up on thinking what other people think and how they perceive you. And a lot of that is tough because a lot of social media, a lot of people afraid to be themselves, because on social media, you can be whoever you want. You know,
I know. That's what's ugly about yeah. social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was coming from that angle too, you mm-hmm. know. Just like the clip I sent you, that young lady, they were battering her on social mm-hmm. media.
Yeah.
Like it was cool, you know.
But that's the way to cover up our insecurities. You know, if you're not rich, you can look super rich on social media. You can look like you're somebody. You're in a horrible relationship. You know, instead of coming out and saying, you know, you don't even have to say it, but instead of reaching out and saying, my relationship's not good, I'm trying to work on it, you're trying to make it look like you have the best relationship in the world.
That's true.
You know, those mm-hmm. type of things. So we get caught behind these curtains. Mm-hmm. Our life is one way, but then the presentation is everything, right? What you see is what you get type deal. I'm going to kind of give you an example. The other day, I was walking into the courthouse. You know, a woman, I come back outside, I wave to him, and then I come back outside, and she like, are you such and such lawyer? And I'm like, nah, you know, and
right.
we get these from reference points.
Right, in right. life.
So we all have a reference point. Me being dressed up, my presentation, my walk, my confidence, obviously, whatever it was, she thought I was a lawyer, mm-hmm. you know. But like I said, we all have reference points. So let's say if I see a white man, a middle-aged white man, late-aged white man, and he has the camo and all that other stuff on, mm-hmm. all of a sudden the reference point in my mind is going to say, oh, he's I don't want to say the term, redneck, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, he's mm-hmm. a redneck. He probably live out in the country. But that could be the furthest thing along. He could probably just like to wear camo. You know
sure,
what I mean?
Camouflage,
but
yeah.
we all have reference points. It's like if you see a young man who has an athletic build, right, and he's tall, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? What's the first thing you're going to say? That boy play basketball.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So we have these reference points, but it doesn't necessarily make them true or false. I just think it's a point of reference. It's a point to start mm-hmm. until you get to know that person.
Right.
You know, then you could determine off of let's say now facts instead of just opinions and references that's been made. And I think in America what's kind of sad is the reference points for black men and women is being viewed and skewed as something that's derogatory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our image on rather through rap videos, rap culture, our image through movies and those type of things. It shows us, in a sense, not in a good light.
Right, you know? Not in a good light.
So most of the time, if they see me in a suit, it's not always, I don't get always, are you a lawyer? Are you coming from church? Or are you coming from a funeral?
Right,
you know,
right.
Are you going to court?
Right.
You know what I mean? So they're making up their mind and who's this person in front of me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so mm-hmm. I think we have to be careful of that. Until you have all the information, it's okay to have those reference points, but if you're really interested, get the information.
Right.
And it's something just like the Bible say, ask and you shall receive.
Amen. That's so true. That is so true. I feel where you're coming from, and how you present yourself is everything.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my children that, my grandchildren that, you have to care about what people see when they look at
mm-hmm.
you. you know, and like you said, that confidence and the way you move, confidence, you're going to move like I'm confident, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah, you get, you draw attention, yep. good attention.
Yeah, yes.
Like you said, are you a lawyer? yeah.
Yeah.
It could be.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's why they said that, because you, the persona was there, everything was there. And it did nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
Not at all. And I wish some of our young men had more of that. More of that.
I think it'll catch up, you know. I think it'll catch up, but we have to have the leaders, you know. We have to reach out to them, you know, speak with them, and spend time with them. I just feel like a lot of the elderly, I feel like they have so much game to give, but they don't spend time with us because they just think sometimes we're so different. But you have to sit there and think, like, when I was 20, in my 20s, in my teens, I thought I knew everything. Life ain't whooped my butt yet. I haven't got whooped by life yet, so I haven't got the experience, right?
So.
I know, I just thought I knew everything. And it wasn't until my 30s I found out I ain't know nothing. And then I found out I wanted more in life. So sometimes we got to let our kids kind of go through that cycle of knowing everything, but still trying to be there to guide them. Still trying to be there to guide them, even if you don't feel like they're listening, because it's going to click. But they got to go. They have to go through some things.
Yeah.
They got to go through life. I had to go through life. My mom had to go through life. You know, brothers and sisters, we have to go through some things in order for life to mature us and shape us into these great individuals that we can be.
Right.
But you got to go through the adversity, too.
Yes,
you got to go through the adversity.
It don't feel good.
No, it don't. It don't. It's them whoopings, you know.
Yeah.
They're good for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what God says, you know. Obedience mm-hmm. is better than sacrifice.
Absolutely.
And we sacrifice a lot.
Had we been obedient, Messiah wouldn't have to come, right?
Right. Absolutely right. Oh, so powerful. I enjoy talking with you. And I know our audience does enjoy listening to you also. Very educated young man.
Thank you.
A lot of wisdom at your age. Because like you said, you've been through some things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we know some things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so... And you're right, you don't know anything till you're about good 30.
Mm-hmm. Got to mature.
I remember. 25, I'm like, what am I doing? Where am I going?
Yeah.
Where I want to go? You know, you're just there and you're stuck like, now what?
Yeah, because I think we hit that point when we get kind of out of, we kind of did every living thing under the sun when we in our 20s, right? And then you get to that point where you just like, whoa. Because you feel like you're getting old, but getting old is not a bad thing. It's a wonderful thing, right? It's a wonderful thing, but we feel like we don't have that much time in a sense, but we got a whole lot of time, right? And so you get to that point in your 30s, and you're like, you just kind of want more, and you're like, man, this is not it. It's just like almost like that you take a step back and you do the revamp, like, okay, now I can – this is what I want. You got to go through some things, though, to know what you want.
Yes, you do.
And that's the issue with what happens with us as people. I sit there and I ask people what they want all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to tell you what they don't want. Well, I don't want to live in Marion. I don't want this. I don't want that. I don't want that. Okay, I didn't ask you what you didn't want. I asked you what you want. Now, that's a harder question.
It is.
Because if you know what you want, then you can go get it. But a lot of people don't know what they want. And that's what I try to teach in these classes to recovery, because this is also, I had to learn these things.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn what it is that I want in order for me to get what I want, you know? And hopefully it's positive things. And you go about it and you start a plan and you start to set goals. Because, like, if not, then you don't have no aim in life. You have no, in a sense, purpose, no direction.
Right.
How do you know you're a good shot if you don't have no target, right?
Right.
So you shoot, and now you got a target, and you shoot, and you off to the left. Now you know you got to adjust right. Are you shooting? You off to the right. Now you know you got to adjust left to hit the target.
Right.
But if you don't have a target, how you know you're a good shot?
Mm.
You don't have nothing to aim at.
No, you don't know.
Right.
You really don't know. Wow, that's all good stuff. I know they enjoy having you where you work at. I know they do. I mean, that's so positive, you know. And that's what I try to tell mine. Just, you know, speak good words, positive mm-hmm. words, you know, to yourself. Encourage yourself sometimes, because you have to do that.
Yes.
I know I do.
Yeah.
I can be feel like I'm having one of my worst days. I had one right here one Monday. And I was on the air, and I hit the wrong button at the wrong time. I got lost on there. I couldn't get my show on live, and mm-hmm. I was just all over the place. I had a little argument earlier that day, you mm-hmm. know. my countenance was down, but when I got to talking about, you know, how to encourage yourself and stuff like that, then I had this smile on my face. I felt good, you know. So you're absolutely right. We do have to encourage ourselves. I do want to read this clip from Ava Johnson, and she attends Delaware Hayes School. And she said she had to withdraw from Rutherford B. Hayes High School in Delaware, Ohio, because of constant discrimination from white students at a predominantly white school. These comments range from being catcalled because of my athletic hourglass shape, okay, to being called racial slurs. I am 15 years old and a sophomore in high school. Students would suggest that I date a white guy because we would have the cutest mixed babies. White boys at my school dress and talk black, wearing do-rag, saying wave check. White girls wearing, what is that? Cornrows, eating hot Cheetos, yelling racist things to Mexicans, Asians, and black people, saying things like ching chong or go to Mexico, Diego. Looking, but
yeah, they probably use the cuss word,
probably so. Or as far as saying the N word with the R, these kids, these white kids at my school are whack. I think it's totally unfair that I have to risk my education to the white man, that my happiness is on the line. And she didn't hold her peace, she really. Stood up and said it at this seminar that they had. You know, she was really hurt. This girl is a 4-point student, and her education means everything to her. You know, but if young people can't go to school and get their education because someone feels like they have a higher power over them, or to make them feel inferior, or you know, you don't belong at this school, you go to your own school. And it makes you wonder, are we going backwards?
I think even in a sense, yeah. As far as I hate that she feels that way, you know, and a lot of times our culture, let's talk about the black culture, is so impactful, so powerful. You know, honestly, let's keep it 100. If you want to get things done, you got to get our people involved.
True.
A lot of other races emulate our culture, the culture that we do have. Mm-hmm. And some of them do it in ignorance because they're not really aware. So they just want to be a part of something that's cool, you know. So we're getting these people that want to be a part of something that's cool and looks looks magnificent, right? They want to be a part of the cool end, but they don't want to be a part of the let's say, the non-cool stuff, you know what I mean? The stuff that we have to endure on a daily, they want to be silent when it comes to that. So it's like, I want to participate in this, but this part, no. You know, I don't think I can do that.
Not the ugly part.
Not the ugly part. And it's just sad. So it just takes more, you know, education as far as, you know, where they coming from, where we're coming from, and the direction that we're headed, you know? So that's you have to be aware. They have to be aware. Like, some of that stuff's not cool. It's hurtful.
It is.
Your actions are hurting other people because you think it's cool, but we looking at it as like you're making a mockery. You know what I'm saying? You're mocking us.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's the perception.
True.
You know, and sometimes that can get clouded. And without you speaking up about it, it just, in a sense, if you don't think it's a problem, like, without her speaking up about it, would they even see it as being a problem?
No.
Could they even fix it? You know, if you're not aware of it, you can't control it.
Right. And, you know, being in that setting, and like I said, it was a mixed race of people, whites included. A lot of times they just turn their eye, turn a blind eye to it or a blind ear to it. And whatever. Even the teachers, when you come down to bullying or somebody's bullying my child, and it's going on every day in the classroom. Not only do the students hear it and see it, the teacher does too. Mm-hmm. But she won't say anything. But she will catch my child defending himself against the other, and then they want to put my child out of school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Because you got to keep your hands to yourself.
Catch 22.
Yeah, so why didn't mm-hmm. you do that when you saw him?
Because it led up to that. Like I said, yeah, it's a big catch 22 for it, because, like, once again, let's talk about the escapism.
Right.
I don't want to deal with the problem.
Right.
I see it going on, but it's easier because it's uncomfortable, right?
Yes,
nobody likes
is.
To be uncomfortable, but that's how change come about. If you're not uncomfortable, then you're not going to change, because you settled, you're stuck in
True.
your comfort, right? So it's easier for that teacher to turn a blind eye to it until that teacher is literally forced to have to do something,
mm-hmm.
you know, all because now we can't have people putting hands on one another,
right.
you know, showing forth violence and that type of thing. So it comes to that. A lot of people don't want to attack problems head on no more. I don't know what it is. I don't know how we got to this point in society, but we much rather, if we don't have to deal with it, we just think like, we can turn our backs and it's going to fix itself. You know
no
what I mean?
No way. Right,
like,
right.
Do that to your car. When your car breaks down, turn your back on your car and see if it fixes itself.
Right,
You
right.
know, it's not going to happen.
No, it's not going
to You know, you
got
to take it to a mechanic, got to get looked at. You got to attack the problem. So I'm not saying you have to be aggressive in attacking the problem. It could be something as simply getting an understanding of two individuals. See, communication is the key to everything. Communication is the key to harmony, but communication can be the key to destruction as well.
Right.
Miscommunication, you know, and that's what it can simply be, a miscommunication to two individuals and not having that good understanding where two people are coming from. When we have an understanding, then we can go from there. I don't always have to agree with what you say, and I can agree to disagree,
mm-hmm.
but one thing is we can communicate better on a better level as two individuals to make something happen.
That's
you know,
true.
Positive, something positive happened. One thing I can relate to everybody is we all are human, right?
Right.
We all got our ups. We all got our downs. We all got problems, you know, good, bad, small, tall.
True.
That's one thing. We all live life. One thing we can honestly agree on is we all live life. We all are experiencing life at the same time. And now, just because you don't understand where I came from or I don't understand where you came from doesn't mean that we have to be enemies, or doesn't mean that I have to have a certain amount of hate for you, and intense, because that's all hate is an intense desire of saying you don't like something, a disgust for something, a distaste for something. That's
mm-hmm.
all hate is.
Mm-hmm.
The opposite, and hate is not the opposite of love. I teach people that all the time. The opposite of love is selfishness. Period.
Okay.
The opposite of love is selfishness. God so loved the world, he did what? He gave.
He gave.
Right? And so when we get caught up in flesh, we get caught up in self.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
So that's the opposite
so
of love. When I say I hate something, I hate pizza. All I'm saying is I really dislike pizza.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I have an intense emotion, intense desire behind that distaste.
Right.
Behind it. It's just that that emotion is intensified.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really... So hate is not the opposite of love. It's that pure selfishness. And sometimes we can get caught up in our own selfishness that takes away that love, the lack of communication, that lack of understanding, because it's all about self, bigging up myself, whether it's pride, whether it's ego, you know, all those things that kind of go into that.
True.
But if you don't have no understanding, how can we move on? If we're not trying to attack the problems, if we're constantly trying to ignore the problems and until it gets down to that point where somebody's putting their hands on another individual, because the problem's been like this the whole time.
Right, and you wouldn't nip it in the bud.
And you wouldn't nip it in the bud. It didn't have to get to that point.
It took 2 or 3 minutes.
Yep, didn't have to get to that point.
I see you, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
That's right.
Well, let's find out what's going
mm-hmm.
on.
Everybody
right
want to be. Everybody want to be heard. Everybody want to be felt.
Everybody wants to go
be
with
understood.
Their program.
Mm-hmm.
I understand a teacher. She's got a whole day planned,
mm-hmm.
but what's 5 minutes?
Yep.
Could have saved a young child's
life.
That 5
minutes can change somebody's life.
That's true. And save.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, you got kids killing kids
now. Yep, because you don't know what they're going through.
No, don't know.
Don't know.
I have no idea.
And that's a key thing, too. General conversation. I love having just general conversation, asking somebody how their day's going.
Right.
One thing I'm learning is you never know what somebody's going through until you ask. You're right. Hey, how's your day going? And man, my day was bad. It was awful. And this happened. And this happened. And this
mm-hmm.
happened. And sometimes people don't even want a solution. They just want you to listen.
Yes,
right?
Listen.
And then they'll come back to you later like, man, Man, thanks for talking to me, man. Just thanks for listening to me, man. You just don't know how much that means. And that was free. That was general conversation with somebody, and it was free. And all it took was a couple moments of my time. Hey, brother, how you doing? Hey, sister, how you doing? Whoever it is, you know, and it changes. It changes people's lives.
It does change people's lives. And my pastor say, well, let's pray.
Yeah, absolutely.
let's take a moment and pray, yep. You know, because I have had people dump on me, and it's easy to take on. That's what you call empathy. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to take on what they're feeling, mm-hmm. You know. They can bring your day down, too, you mm-hmm. know, because you take so much of it mm-hmm. because you care.
Right.
You care so much for that person and what they're going through, and you mm-hmm. know. And that's, sometimes I get that a lot.
Yeah, but energy, you know, is neither created nor destroyed, so it could be transferred and transmuted, right? So if yes. I came in here with a bad attitude, I can possibly transfer that. But if you allow it.
Yeah, you know, I have to be up on my game.
Yeah, if you allow it, you know, that's the thing. But you can also change that energy.
Yes.
Hey, Tim, what's wrong with you, brother?
Right.
You come up here, you kind of upset, you know, we can talk about it. What's going on? You know what I mean? And boom, that can change the whole energy
there.
So the same thing. Yeah, I do feel drained sometimes after I speak with people. But it's not till like the whole day is over. Somehow God has been able to keep me up with this energy. Mm-hmm. And, but sometimes when I go home, I'm like.
I bet.
I'm just ready to go
You're
sleep.
Through.
Yeah,
You're
yeah,
through.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he sent a raven to feed Elijah, you know. He was just done. Yeah. He was done,
yeah.
wasn't he?
Yes, ma'am, yes.
God has a sense of humor, yeah. I tell you.
Oh, man, all the time.
I love them stories over and over and over again. Like, wow, you're magnificent. He just is. He thinks of everything.
Absolutely.
He never leaves anything
Absolutely.
Out. But I was just so taken by... her sharing this without mm-hmm. stumbling and crying, but you know it was real.
Yeah,
and I know she's not the only one who is going through this. And like I said about the young boy, the dwarf, you know, and he was of the white Caucasian race.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what race they are. People see you different, and all it takes is one clown,
mm-hmm.
you know, and his buddies,
and usually that person trying to protect his insecurities. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
And that's where that stems from. You know, probably got a lot going on at home itself, and it's almost like I got to put the spotlight on you to take it off me.
True.
Because I think that's the reason why a lot of people get upset. You know, they sit there and be like, I look at them like, oh, you think I see you? You hurt? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and that's
right.
what they think. They think I can see they hurt, mm-hmm. but I can't see you hurt unless you tell me.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? Are you coming in, you physically crying or something like that?
Right.
But most of the time, that insecurity, it bothers us, it bugs us. And so I got to take the spotlight off me and put it on the short guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, they might see mm-hmm. the real me. They might see my hurt and make fun of that, you know, and point that out.
Right.
Nobody likes to feel degraded.
No, they don't.
Feel
no,
put
they
down,
don't.
Feel tore down. And those type of things. So, but at the same time, if you're not aware of that, how can you do? How can you
right.
help? You know, your brain just gonna keep defaulting to what you've seen or what it knows or what makes it feel, what makes the body feel good or the
right.
flesh feel good. You know,
right? That's right. Tim, we are out of time. That time
fast,
is
though.
Gone by. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed you. I'm gonna have to have you on some more. Oh,
thank you very
my.
Much.
Such a rich wealth of knowledge and wisdom for a young man. And I know you enjoyed Tim Jones on the air today. Those of you who are listening, tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, WWGH 107.1 FM radio for A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, Tuesday, 4:15 until 5 p.m. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory.
Well, just sit